Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tamid Daf Chav Zayin, Tamid 27. On today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing the number of guards and where they were stationed in the temple. So the Gemara says that which we learned in Maseches Midos, that there were Chamisha al Chamisha, that there were five guards al Chamisha Sharei Harbayis for the five gates of the temple mount, the Arba Arba Pinosav, and there were four for there four corners mitocho inside the harabayas. So there were five for the five gates of the harabayas, and there were four for the four corners, and they were inside the temple mount. V'chamisha chamisha shari azara, and there were five for the five gates of the areas of the azara. V'arba arba pinosav, and there were four guards for the four corners of the courtyard, but those guards were mibachutz. The guards for the temple mount were inside the temple mount, and the guards for the courtyard were outside the temple mount. So asks the Gemara, Maishna harabayis the avdinan mitocho, why for the temple mount were the guards inside, umaishna azara the avdinan mibachutz, and why for the courtyard of the temple where the guards outside. The Gemara answers, Amri Harabayis di Tama Ubai Mes of the Harabayis, where the temple mount, that if the guard got tired he needed to sit, he was allowed to sit. So therefore, Amrina, we say Mitocho, that the guards should be inside the temple mount because they were allowed to sit there. However, in the courtyard itself, the guards wouldn't have been allowed to sit because there's a special rule, as we'll see in a moment, that nobody was allowed to sit in the temple mount with one exception. So says the Gemara, Azara di Tamo Ubai Lamesev, in the courtyard itself, that if he got tired, he wanted to sit, well, Matzi Yosef, he wouldn't be allowed to sit. For this reason, Amar Mar, for this reason, it was taught, and Tosfos says, I don't know where it was taught, and so therefore, this is a question where it comes from, but there was a teaching that was taught, and that the Tosfos says he's not sure where it's from, that Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, that there is no sitting in the courtyard. However, there is no sitting in the courtyard, Ela Malchi Beistava Bilvad. So Tosfos doesn't know the source of this, that the only people who are allowed to sit in the courtyard are the kings of David. So we'll come back to that in a moment. But since in the courtyard of the temple, the only one who was allowed to sit was the king of David, therefore we said the guards, in case they got tired, were supposed to be mibachutz, outside. So Tosfos says, I'm not sure of the source. And he suggests that maybe the source is from a Tosefta of Rebbe Chiya. In Maseches Sanhedrin 101b, there they state the same phrase of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara El Malchus Beistava Bolvad, and Malchus Beistava Bolvad. And Rashi there says that Salacha Moshe Misinai. And so Rashi says it's a law from Moses at Sinai. And the Be'er Sheva says that Rashi must have, he's saying that Rashi received this teaching from his Rebbe. Now we also know that when we say that you're not allowed to sit in the temple, that refers specifically to seating that is prohibited. However, smicha, leaning against something in the temple, that would be permitted, as the Gemara in Yerushalmi clarifies, and the explanation is that even though smicha, leaning, is not exactly standing, it's also not exactly sitting. And so therefore, since it doesn't say specifically that you're required to stand, it just says prohibited to sit. And so therefore, you're allowed to lean on something, but you're not allowed to sit in the courtyard. So again, Rashi in Sota, Memam Beis says, what's the reason why we don't sit in the temple? And that Rashi says, because it's not considered to be glory to heaven to sit in the temple, because even kings or even angels do not sit in front of God, as it states in Isaiah chapter 6, Usrafim Omdim Mimalo, that the angels are standing around God. And so therefore, if angels don't sit, for sure we shouldn't sit. In Maseches Yoma, Rashi explains that it's based upon Deuteronomy chapter 18, that verse 5, where it states Lamod L'Shares, that we're there to stand and to serve. And also it states there that we should serve in the name of God, V'Sheres B'Shem Al-Kav And so this implies that we're supposed to be standing. And the Rambam writes that this is also from the law of fear of the temple. And Tosfos raises this question, whether or not this is a biblical law or a law from our sages. And so therefore, Tosfos points out that the Gemara Yoma 25a suggests that if it would be permitted to, if it would be necessary for as part of the service, then you would be allowed to sit. And so if that's the case, we conclude from here that this shmira that they were doing, this guarding, was not part of the service of the temple, because if it would be part of the service of the temple, then they would be allowed to sit. But the Ravid says no, even if we say that this, the guarding of the temple was part of the service, that's only, still you shouldn't be sitting in an ideal fashion. That's only if you can't fulfill in another way, but you could fulfill this in another way. And what's the other way to do it was by standing in outside of the courtyard. The Chasam Sofer points out that with respect to Balak, it says that Bilam says to him, Kum Balak, that he's supposed to get up. So why was Balak sitting? So he said this is a reference to the fact that we know Balak has, there's a little bit of King David that is going to descend from him, coming from Ruth. And so therefore, he thought that even though that he was in the presence of the prophecy of Hashem, he would have the rights to sit in the presence of a prophecy. And so therefore he was told no, that could all change, and it's not definite that that's going to happen like that, and so therefore you need to stand.